We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she had experienced a lot of hauntings, but nothing compared to turning around and seeing ghostly children in her room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we would sure love to hear about it. You can call in those stories at 855-853-4802 or just write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and you can be a premium subscriber. You can get advanced episodes. You can get access to the archive. All without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to go in my room and see any ghostly children.
Ghost children are kind of on a different level of creepiness, I think.
Well, and I also wonder, are they children? Or is it something?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, too.
Sorry, the guy on the motorcycle down the street was just going by. Oh, I had to turn down my mic for a minute. He's really loud, but it's really nice outside, and I'd like to have my window open, and I'm podcasting, and the guy on the motorcycle might drive by or not. I'm going to leave my window open.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, so I guess I should have shut it. But anyway, but sometimes I just wonder, are these ghost children, or is it something presenting as children?
That's what I'm saying. I think too. They seem to be too, you know, they seem to be too mature in what they do, and as if they're being manipulated by something else.
Right.
You know.
So, and is it just, are they pretending? So
Or has something taken this form and it's just doing it? You know, it feels manipulated to me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah,
but I don't want to see ghost children. No. I don't want to see. I just don't like whether it's a demon presenting as a child or it's a demon. I don't want it.
No, I'm with you on that. And I just think this ghost, and then you get into the why, when, what, how, like, were there several children that died? Did they get together in a team? Like, what, how do we have multiple children here, at this location at this time and so forth? It's just weird.
And wasn't it in The Shining that down the hallway there was the two twin girls? Was it The
The
Shining?
Red Room thing.
Yeah. That was just so creepy seeing those two girls that look just alike standing
Yeah. And so if
there.
you're seeing more than one, now it raises weird questions like, so why are there several children together?
Yes.
Did several children in this family die? Or were there, what I mean? Or is there something else even more nefarious going on here?
Well, let's go to this caller and find out.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Abigail. I live in South Lyon, Michigan, which is a little town near Ann Arbor and Plymouth. I have always had issues with ghosts or spirits. I've always been able to see them. Growing up, I grew up without my father in my life. We were in a terrible accident when I was 2 years old that ended up with me in the hospital and him sadly passing away. After this accident, I would refuse to sleep in my bed because my dad couldn't sit in the bed with me. So I would always insist that he would sleep in my bed and I would sleep on my little sleeping bag on the floor. This went on for a couple of months before my mom bought me a bigger bed. Continuing with this, I've always been able to see paranormal things. And one case of this was when I just recently moved into my new house in South Lyon. I've always believed in paranormal. My parents have not, however. I had been watching a show in our basement, and I noticed that it had suddenly got very cold down there, which was odd because we had our fireplace on and I was under two blankets. All of a sudden, I felt my hair being tugged. Felt like someone was pulling my hair. And at first I thought it was just my little brother playing a joke on me. I get up and I'm looking around for him, but he's not there. And all of the sudden, I hear someone very clearly whisper my name into my ear. And I know it has to have actually happened because I felt hot breath on my face. So naturally, I freak out, run upstairs, and lock my door. Then a couple nights later, I'm laying in my bed, I'm asleep, and my little brother comes in. He opens the door, comes and wakes me up, and he says that there had been two little boys throwing ice balls at his door. I didn't believe him at first because it was the middle of summer. Of course, there's no ice in summer, even in Michigan. So I get up and I bring him over back to his bed. But before we enter his room, I realize that there are chunks of ice on the carpet, and there's dents in his door that weren't there the morning before. So I did not know what to do, and I just brought him back into my room, and he slept with me that night. The next morning, I go, and my mom asks me why the carpet is soaking wet in front of his door. Knowing she would not believe me when I said that there were two little boys throwing ice balls at his door, I just say he spilled some water. A couple weeks after that, I am up late because I had assignments due for school. I hear children laughing. First, I think it's my siblings. So I go and I check on my siblings. They're both asleep. So I head back to my room. I notice the attic door is open, which was very odd because we keep that door bolted shut. There is nothing up in our attic except for that. I close it. I'm feeling very weirded out. And I look on my bed and there's a doll there. A little Raggedy Ann doll. I don't own a Raggedy Ann doll. I don't know where the doll came from. It was just sitting on my bed. I ignore it, thinking maybe it was one of my siblings putting it on my bed the night before, and I just didn't notice. So I continue to work, and then I hear someone walk into my room. Turn around, there's no one there. My door is shut, but I could have sworn I heard it open because my door has a very odd noise when it opens. A mix between creaking of wood and the struggle to get it open over the carpet. So I look around my room just to make sure that one of my siblings isn't trying to scare me. And decide that I'm just hearing things because it's late. So I start going back to work. I see a light behind me. I'm really confused because I had only one light in my room, and that was my ceiling light. So I didn't know where the light was coming from. I turn around, and there are two children standing there. A little boy about the age of 5, and a little girl who looked to be at least 9. I was extremely confused and very tired, so it didn't compute that these children were not supposed to be here, because my siblings were older than them. I simply asked the children if they were lost and if they needed help getting back to their house. That's when one of the children, the little girl, she goes, picks up the little Raggedy Ann doll off my bed, and they just disappear. Sorry for the long message, but I really like the podcast, and I really appreciate being able to listen to others confirming my beliefs. Goodbye.
Well, that was creepy.
Wow.
So many creepy things.
There were so many creepy things. You know, a couple things I thought, could this not be, you know, her brother playing a trick on her?
Mm-hmm.
Could you not have gone and gotten ice cubes or whatever and, you know, goofed around and said, because I don't know, it seems odd that you would recognize that they were throwing ice cubes at your door. I guess when you opened the door and saw some ice down there, then that would have, I guess, explained it. That, you know, at first I thought that one seemed a little odd to me because I thought maybe it's just a brother playing tricks mm-hmm. on her. Mm-hmm. The Raggedy Ann doll could be one of the kids playing a trick. You know, I used to play tricks on people when I was growing up like that, you know, and the attic door being open could have been somebody playing a trick, or it could have been mom did something and just left it and forgot, hadn't gotten back there to shut it or something. I mean, there are some things that I listen to this story and say, could this have been just people goofing with you, messing with you? Or you just walked in and saw a door open and it normally is not open. It rarely is open. And, you know, it's all just a really bizarre coincidence. Turning around and seeing the children, though,
that
is a problem.
You can't, yeah, you can't dispute that. And you can't be like, well, maybe it was the neighbor kids who had snuck in and, you know, and they disappeared in front of her.
Now, I got to give it to Abigail for keeping her cool, because I think I turn around and see two kids in the middle of the night in my room. I'm screaming.
Pants. Yeah.
I'm not saying, can I help you get home? I'm like losing it.
I think
I'm yelling for somebody to come in the room. 98%
of all people would, that would freak us out.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that she wasn't more flipped out by it.
Well, when that guy was robbing my car, I was like, is there something you need? When I was surprisingly calm, I don't know where that came from.
Well, that's like me.
So maybe that was like Abigail.
My door just opened up, you know, my garage door coming into the house. It just opened really slowly. And I, you know, did the same thing. I went, hello? Like,
hello? Can I help you?
I'm just like, oh, great. Serial killer comes in and I go, hello? Like, are you sure this is the right house? Weren't you supposed to go down to the, you know, it's just like, hello. And then I thought, well, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. It's just, so you're right. We all would have a different, you know, when we're actually put into the scenario, mm-hmm. who knows how we would yeah. respond. I just think if I turned around and saw two kids, I'd scream, you know.
And maybe it's like her reaction was like mine that night. Just, I don't know why I reacted that way. I just did.
Do you think that, you know, she was in a horrific accident early on and lost her dad.
Yeah.
And ended up in the hospital herself, that a lot of this sensitivity she has started back then?
I kind of think so.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do.
Yeah.
Do I know that for a fact? No, but it just seems to me that when you straddle that, mm-hmm. you know, at any point in your life, uh-huh. it opens something up.
Yeah.
Because you're not meant to be like near death.
I agree.
No, but I don't know. It sounds like Abigail has kind of adapted to it all really well, helping her brother when he's scared. And
yeah.
But you know, the door was wet in front, the floor was wet in front of the door. So I don't know. But yeah, yeah, I wouldn't want those kids coming back around.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh. No. Oh. Well, here's one more story. It says, my name is Julia. I'm writing in from just outside Washington, D.C. I've been an avid listener for the past few months. I teach voice, drama, and piano all over the place. So I spend a lot of time in the car. Now, I've always had a fascination with the paranormal, but until recently, I never had experienced anything personally, nothing that made me stop and go, wait a minute, did that just happen? But that all changed a few months ago. A little background, my dad's mother, Margaret, passed away not long after my parents got married. I never got to meet her, but from everything I've heard, she was a lovely, gentle soul. She was a piano teacher with a sweet, melodic South Carolinian. Okay. A melodic South Carolinian accent and a deep love for music. She owned two pianos. One was a modest upright that lived in our library for years, and the other was a stunning baby grand Steinway that stayed with my aunt and uncle. That is stunning. That is. A while back, my aunt and uncle moved into a smaller condo in the city, and the baby grand just didn't fit in the new place. So my parents made a trade. Our upright for the grand. We had the perfect spot for it in the living room, and let me tell you, it belongs there. I'm home a lot during the day, and when I have downtime, I love to sit and play that piano. It's become a little ritual for me, a way to unwind, clear my head, and just reconnect. There's something about that piano. Every time I sit down to play, I feel this overwhelming sense of calm, like I'm not alone, like Margaret is there with me. It's not scary or eerie, it's peaceful and comforting, almost like a quiet hello from the other side. Now, I know that feeling alone doesn't make a ghost story, so here's where things start to get interesting. One afternoon, I was teaching a private voice lesson in the living room. I decided to use Margaret's old metronome for the first time. It's this beautiful classic wooden one that sits on top of the piano. We used it for a bit, then I closed it up, turned around to grab something, and bam, a loud bang came from right behind the piano. I spun around thinking I must have knocked something over, but nothing was out of place. I hadn't bumped into the bench, no books had fallen, nothing moved, and the kicker, my student heard it too. She looked at me with wide eyes and asked, "Did you do that?" And I was like, "No, I was across the room." So we both kind of stood there quietly freaked out, but also a little fascinated. That was the first moment I really started to think maybe Margaret is still around. The third experience, this one didn't happen to me, but to my mom, and it's probably the most vivid of all. She was setting the table one evening for my dad's birthday dinner. We had a little CD of the Boston Pops playing in the background, one of those orchestral collections of movie themes. She was arranging things on the table, and the theme from Gone with the Wind started playing. My mom smiled, looked up, and said out loud, "This one's for you, Margaret." And in that exact moment, as she started to look down again, a shadow swooshed right in front of her. It wasn't a trick of light. She saw it. Something or someone moved by her. My mom's not the type to jump to paranormal conclusions, but in this case, she was certain. We don't really believe in coincidence in our family. Between the peaceful energy when I play, the unexplained bang, and now this shadow at just the right moment, we can't help but feel it's all connected. Margaret has never felt like a ghost in the scary sense. She feels like a presence, a kind, loving spirit watching over us. And if music is the way she chooses to reach out and let us know she's still a part of our lives, I honestly can't think of a more beautiful way to do it. Thank you for reading my story. I look forward to new episodes. Just a heads up, my husband has some really creepy stories of his own. He's planning on calling in soon to share them. It's from Julia. I love that line about the music and how she said, I honestly can't think of a more beautiful way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the arts, and Julia is an artist, you know, mm-hmm. she's involved with
very much like her grandmother.
Yeah. And when you're an artist, you put so much emotion, so much of yourself into whatever it is you're doing. So like I do visual arts, you know, what I do is a very much a representation of me, who I am, what I'm feeling like at that time. You know, my response to the world, you know, you could see in it. And so, like, if you look at a Vincent van Gogh painting and you see those thick, you know, brush strokes, or at times you even think he maybe took a finger and smudged that around or whatever, you know, it's like he's still alive. Like, I look at him and he's still talking to me. And music works that same way. I also play piano. You play piano. And like, if I pull out Beethoven, or even lately I've been listening to some Beethoven or Dvorak or whoever, and it's like they're still alive talking to me, telling me how they were feeling about the moment or that time. And, you know, when I sit down and play piano, I feel like my piano teacher still kind of lives on through my hands. You know, and I think that it makes sense that you would feel that peace when you sat down to play her piano, that would just be an extension of her still here.
Well, do you think it had anything to do, because they had the upright, mm-hmm. but this piano had to have been Margaret's pride and joy.
Right.
And so when they switched out pianos, that's when this really seemed to start happening. Mm-hmm. And now the piano's being used. Now, I don't know, maybe the aunt and uncle played as well. But, you know, since Julia is a music teacher.
But if anything was going to stir Margaret back to kind of being there, I would think it would be that Steinway and her granddaughter playing it.
Yeah.
You know? And that would give, I just know that would give her so much joy. I can't help but feel that she might not come back and be there occasionally, you know, that the music would call to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I thought it was interesting the way the mom was like, this is for you, Margaret, that Gone with the Wind theme, which
Tara's
is such a
theme.
Yeah, which is such a recognizable song that I'm sure Margaret loved it. And then she saw something right at that moment.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It just feels like, yes, you know, the arts are so emotional, and people put so much of themselves into it that it just makes sense to me that Margaret, it would call to her to come
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I thought that was really a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. It's not scary, but it's just comforting. It's one of those that it's like, oh, our loved ones really can be around.
I think so.
Just yeah. a little reminder story. So thank you for that. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like no commercials along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.